听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, my name is Steve and you are tuned to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us today. Have you ever gotten your blood pressure checked? No? Well, you should. And when the doctor or nurse gives you the results, you'll need to understand what they're talking about. I confess, the last time I had my blood pressure checked, the nurse said I was healthy and then told me some numbers which I didn't pay any attention to because, well, they're confusing, right? That's why today's article is so good. Today, you and I are going to finally find out what our blood pressure numbers really mean. Blood pressure is a key word in this lesson, and our sentence reads, "My dad takes medicine because his blood pressure is too high." Okay, understanding your blood pressure begins on page 27. Please follow along as we read.
Understanding your blood pressure. Find out what your blood pressure numbers really mean. You go for a doctor's visit. When you see the doctor, a nurse wraps a blood pressure cuff around your arm. The cuff squeezes your arm and gives the nurse two numbers. These numbers are your blood pressure. Both numbers measure the amount of pressure placed on the inside of your blood vessels. The top number measures the pressure while your heart is pumping, and the bottom number measures the amount of pressure while your heart is resting between beats.
Hi friends and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for this month's Tips for Living article. Today we're talking about understanding your blood pressure. Now you might know what pressure is. Pressure is the force inside something. So here we're talking about the pressure or the force that your blood creates inside your body as blood travels through the tubes in your body.
So let's find out what your blood pressure numbers really mean. Now, you can probably relate to this first part. You go for a doctor's visit. And when you see the doctor, a nurse wraps a blood pressure cuff around your arm. If you've ever been to the doctor's office, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. A blood pressure cuff is that band that they wrap around your arm, and they take a little device and they squeeze it. And as they squeeze it, the band gets bigger and tighter around your arm. And what it's doing is it's taking your blood pressure and it's going to give the nurse some important numbers.
That's right, and that would be a blood pressure cuff. There are other ways we can use this word cuff. Actually, I have a shirt that has a cuff right here. This would be the cuff of my sleeve or the cuff of my shirt. And actually, a police officer actually also carries around handcuffs that would go around your wrist.
So basically, a cuff is something that goes around something else, and in many cases, it goes around your arm or your wrist. So, like I said, the blood pressure cuff is going to give your nurse or your doctor two important numbers, and these numbers are your blood pressure. Right now, we're going to go and learn a little bit more about blood pressure, but stay with us. We'll be right back to talk more about this important topic.
According to the website HeartHub, about one in three adults in the U.S. has high blood pressure, but one-third of them don't even know it. That's why high blood pressure is sometimes called the silent killer. Uncontrolled high blood pressure can lead to stroke, heart attack, heart failure, or kidney failure. The only way to know if you have high blood pressure is to get it checked.
Okay, so the numbers that come from the blood pressure cuff is your blood pressure. These numbers represent your blood pressure, and they measure the amount of pressure placed on the inside of your blood vessels. Now, your blood vessels are the smallest tubes, or actually very, very small tubes, that run throughout your body. Your blood travels through your body inside these blood vessels.
So let's find out exactly what those numbers mean. The top number that is going to come out measures the pressure while your heart is pumping. And that word pumping is used as a verb here. And when something pumps, it kind of moves in a direction, usually in and out. And you know, you've done this before. If you put your hand on your heart, you can feel it pumping. You can feel it moving. So that's what that first number is. It is the number of that measures the pressure while your heart is pumping. But how about that second number, Chip?
Well, and the bottom number measures the amount of pressure while your heart not is pumping, but while your heart is resting. So the amount of pressure between beats. That's another way. Like your heart is pumping, we might say that your heart is beating. So between beats or between pumps.
Now, I have been to the doctor several times, and I know that one of the first things they always do, it doesn't matter why you're going to the doctor's office, but it is standard practice. That means it's normal. They do this with everyone when they go to the doctor's office, is check your blood pressure. It's a basic thing that doctors need to know if your blood pressure is where it's supposed to be, because if it's not, that might indicate or show or tell that you have something wrong with you. So it's always one of the very first things that they check.
That's right. If your blood pressure is high or if your blood pressure is low, that can tell a lot about what's happening inside your body.
Well, now we know what those numbers mean, but later on we're going to be talking about why it's important to watch those numbers. But right now, we are going to go to a skit and then take a break. Stay with us. We'll be back for more, and hopefully you can learn more about your blood pressure. Let me just put this cuff around your arm.
Hey! Okay. What are you doing? Ow! This cuff is squeezing my arm and it really hurts.
Okay, relax. Let me just write down your numbers.
What numbers? Lottery numbers? Your phone number?
No. The numbers are for your blood pressure.
Why are there two numbers?
The top number is the pressure as your heart pumps. The lower number is when your heart is resting.
Oh. So, are my numbers good?
Yes, you passed with flying colors. Your blood is moving easily through your body.
That's great.
But remember, if your blood pressure goes up, you put yourself at risk for heart disease.
Heart disease? Oh, no!
Oh, yes. The higher the number, the greater the risk.
Well, what can I do to prevent high blood pressure?
Maintain a healthy weight, exercise, and regularly eat healthy foods.
That won't be easy.
And don't eat too much salt. And avoid alcohol and cigarettes.
Thanks for your help. Can I go now?
Yes, but let me take this off your arm first.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Next.
Welcome back, everybody. Okay, blood pressure test results give us a top number and a bottom number. It's like a fraction, and perhaps that's why it confuses me. Too bad we couldn't just divide the top number by the bottom number and come up with one comprehensive number. For example, 0 could be super healthy and 100 could be extremely dangerous. And so if someone asked me what my blood pressure was, I might simply say something like 11. Simple, right? Well, sadly, blood pressure numbers are not that easy. Let's continue to take the mystery out of our blood pressure. First, though, three key words. The first is disease. Dan has the same disease that his father and uncle both had. The second word is cigarette. Ricky started smoking cigarettes when he was only 15. And our third word is the idiom, pass with flying colors. As in, if you begin studying for your exam now, you should pass with flying colors. Now the reading continues on line 13.
Understanding your blood pressure. Watch those numbers. In adults, healthy blood pressure numbers should be 120 over 80 or less. These numbers show that blood moves easily through your body at the right rate. High blood pressure begins at 140 over 90, putting you at risk for heart disease. The higher your blood pressure, the greater the risk. Keep it low. In order to prevent high blood pressure, you should maintain a healthy weight. Exercise regularly and eat healthy foods. Don't eat too much salt and avoid alcohol and cigarettes. By doing these simple things, you should pass your blood pressure test with flying colors.
Okay, welcome back. So when you go see the doctor, often the nurse, almost always, the nurse will come take your blood pressure and she will give you two numbers. Our next section says watch those numbers because those numbers are important. Our article says that in adults, healthy blood pressure numbers should be around what, Chelsea?
Well, they should be around 120 over 80 or less. Those are two very important numbers, and you already know what those numbers mean. These numbers show that blood moves easily through your body at the right rate. So if your blood pressure is somewhere in that range, then that's very good. That probably means that you are generally pretty healthy.
So, for example, if your blood pressure is, say, 110 over 70, then that would be a pretty healthy blood pressure rate. Now, high blood pressure, our article says, begins at 140 over 90, which would put you at risk for heart disease. Now, let's go to Liz in Grammar on the Go and take a look at some of the phrases in that sentence, and then we'll be back to tell you more.
Hello, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about blood pressure. So I'm here at a local medical center today where people can come and check their blood pressure. So how is your blood pressure? Is it high, low, or healthy? As our article states, high blood pressure begins at 140 over 90, putting you at risk for heart disease. This happens to be our grammar tip sentence for today. Notice the phrase, putting you at risk. It means to increase your chances of suffering the danger of something. So today's sentence just means high blood pressure begins at 140 over 90, increasing your chances of suffering from heart disease. Use this phrase to put someone at risk when you want to talk about how someone is more likely to face a certain problem or danger because of a certain situation. For example, people put themselves at risk when they drive while talking on their cell phones. Or the restaurant's dirty kitchen is putting the customers at risk for food poisoning. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Again, knowing your blood pressure is very important. If you don't know what your blood pressure is, I suggest you find out soon. If you'd like to know how to prevent high blood pressure, stay tuned to today's lesson. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So if your blood pressure is 140 over 90 or above, you might be at risk for heart disease. Now, that word disease refers to an illness that affects a person or even an animal or a plant, and it's often caused by an infection or by bacteria. And it's something that if you have a disease, you need to go to the doctor and you need to have it treated. And especially for something like heart disease, that just means your blood pressure is not right. It's probably either way too high or way too low. And you can actually learn more about this silent killer in the box that's at the top of your page there on page 27. Take a look at that. It's pretty good information.
That's right. And often a disease, whether it's in an animal or a human or a plant, it often affects the function of a normal function of that living thing, that living organism. Now, in this case here, heart disease is a disease that's negatively affecting the heart. So in order to keep or in order to prevent high blood pressure, you should maintain a healthy weight. So we want to prevent high blood pressure by keeping your weight, your body weight, at a normal, healthy level.
Yes, and when we prevent something, we are trying to stop something from happening. In this case, we're trying to stop high blood pressure from happening. And the way that we can do this, or at least one way, is to exercise regularly and eat healthy foods. Now, this is something that we hear about all the time, exercising healthy and eating healthy foods. Good blood pressure is not the only good result of eating healthy and exercising. There are many health benefits from doing these two things, and this is one more example that if you take time to take care of your body, your health is probably going to be much better than someone who doesn't take care of their body.
And these next three tips are not really going to surprise you very much. If you want to keep your blood pressure low, you should not eat too much salt. A little salt is okay, but keep from prevent eating too much salt. And you also want to avoid alcohol or alcoholic drinks and cigarettes. Now, Chelsea, what are cigarettes?
Well, cigarettes are those thin tubes of paper. You can buy them at the store, and inside the paper is tobacco. And we all know that tobacco is an addictive substance. It's made up of something called nicotine, and they're not good for your health. So make sure you're not smoking cigarettes, and that'll probably help your blood pressure. Now, by doing these simple things, you should pass your blood pressure test with flying colors. Now, Chip, I like the way this article ends. Pass something with flying colors. This is an idiom that we like to use in English. What does it mean?
That's right. Well, it means to pass something with a large amount of success. So very successfully pass your blood pressure test. So for example, maybe you might pass a school test with flying colors. That means that maybe you got 100% on your test when really, you didn't need to score that high.
Well, we hope that you understand blood pressure a little bit more after today's lesson and that you will pass your blood pressure test with flying colors too. Well, right now we're going to go to the chat room, but we'll see you next time on Studio Classroom Worldwide. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Beth.
And my name is Ken. In today's article about blood pressure, we learned that when we see 120/80, we should read it as 120 over 80.
That's right. Blood pressure numbers use that special punctuation mark called the slash. And with blood pressure numbers, we should read the slash as the word over.
This brings up a good question, Beth. How do we read the slash when it appears in other places? For example, when talking about monthly rent, $500/month, how should I read that?
In this case, the slash represents the word per. So I would read your example as $500 per month. Here are some other examples where slash is read as per. $10 per hour, 60 kilometers per hour, 15 weeks per year. And keep in mind that you should not place spaces before or after the slash.
Could we also say a or an in place of the per?
Informally, yes. So instead of saying the charge is $10 per hour, I could also say it's $10 an hour.
Slash 就是标点符号当中的斜线 ,slash 用在不同的地方有不同的读法。课文中的 slash 用在血压要读作 over, 120 over 80。slash 也可以代表 per, per, 就是每一个的意思。比如说每小时60公里要读作 60 kilometers per hour。中间的 per 可以用一条斜线来表示。
Another place you might see a slash is in a grade.Sometimes teachers use slashes in grading quizzes or tests. If you see 98/100 on your paper, you can read it as 98 out of 100.
Okay. What about when we see the slash in math?
In math, if you see the slash, it's likely a fraction. If it's a fraction, the way you read it will vary depending on the numbers. For example, 1/8 will be read as 1/8.
另外一个用到 slash 的地方是 fraction, 就是数学的分数。要注意的是在英文分数的读法跟中文是相反的。比如说八分之一英文要读作 1/8, 先读分子 1, 再读分母 8, 而且要用序数加 th。Beth, I know slashes are also used in web addresses too. How do we read those?
You can just read them as slash.For example, typing www.studioclassroom.com/sc will take me directly to the contents page for Studio Classroom Magazine.
另外一个会看到 slash 的地方是在网址。那用在网址呢，这个符号就读作 slash.
Now let's go see Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 cuff 这个名词。Cuff 在这里是指用来量血压套在手臂上的束带。Cuff 也可以指袖口。例如 ,The cuffs of the shirt are dirty. I need to tell the dry cleaner to treat them with extra care. 这件衬衫的袖口很脏,我得告诉干洗店要特别处理。Cuff 也指手铐,也可以称为 handcuff。例如 ,The suspect broke the handcuffs and ran away. 这名嫌疑犯弄坏了手铐逃跑了。继续我们看的是 disease 这个名词。disease 是指疾病。例如 ,this rare disease can only be cured by a special diet. 这个罕有的疾病只有透过特殊的饮食才能够治疗。如果是传染病叫做 a contagious disease, C-O-N-T-A-G-I-O-U-S。例如 ,she caught this contagious disease during her flight back home. 她在返家的班机上得到了这个传染病。所以我们看的是 pass with flying colors 这个成语。pass 是指及格或过关。flying colors 本来是指战舰上随风飘扬的旗帜。延伸出来是指亮眼的胜利或成绩。例如 ,Sarah studied really hard for the exam and she passed it with flying colors. Sarah 这次准备考试非常的用功，考试的成绩非常的亮眼。And I hope you pass your English test with flying colors. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Understanding your blood pressure. Find out what your blood pressure numbers really mean. You go for a doctor's visit. When you see the doctor, a nurse wraps a blood pressure cuff around your arm.The cuff squeezes your arm and gives the nurse two numbers. These numbers are your blood pressure. Both numbers measure the amount of pressure placed on the inside of your blood vessels. The top number measures the pressure while your heart is pumping, and the bottom number measures the amount of pressure while your heart is resting between beats. Watch those numbers. In adults,Healthy blood pressure numbers should be 120 over 80 or less. These numbers show that blood moves easily through your body at the right rate. High blood pressure begins at 140 over 90, putting you at risk for heart disease. The higher your blood pressure, the greater the risk. Keep it low. In order to prevent high blood pressure, you should maintain a healthy weight.Exercise regularly and eat healthy foods. Don't eat too much salt and avoid alcohol and cigarettes. By doing these simple things, you should pass your blood pressure test with flying colors.
Well, I thought this lesson was informative and helpful. Now we know what those blood pressure numbers stand for. But I'm still hoping for a new one-number system. Friends, we have a practice test for you. It has nothing to do with your physical health, but it will help keep your English language skills in good working order. It's the monthly GEPT Rapid Review. It starts on page 60 in your magazines, and the answer key is on page 77. Okay, Monday's lesson brings us face-to-face with the world's most famous doll. She's 50 years old, but she's still looking as young as ever. It's time to go, but I hope you have a relaxing weekend because, you know, when you relax, your blood pressure goes down. Bye-bye, everybody.